The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hit the B square.
That's me. Hit the B square, baby.
7:05 with Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows and with Big Al and Debbie. Great to have you with us. A lot to get into, and you're always welcome to call 877-970-2999. You just can't make up what's happening, so we always reach out to Dr. Keith Abloh, the official psychiatrist of the Piscopo Show, spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment. Right off the bat, Keith, kind enough to call us this morning. Hey, Keith, welcome back, man. How you doing this morning, doctor?
I'm doing okay, but my my waiting room's full of officials from Virginia. So I've got to make some extra slots.
What's going on, brother? Keith, what we were talking about at the whole first hour, we talked with Rick Klein from ABC News. We're breaking it down. What is with the black? What would make Keith? It was 1984. They're wearing blackface. They're doing Ku Klux Klan costumes. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with these people, Keith Abloh?
I'm telling you. Well, there's what's wrong with them is that they were, you know, intemperate. They, you know, need to search their souls for what kind of motivations they had. Were they harboring prejudice, hatred? Was this some terrible joke? But man, I think we're going to have to at some point admit to ourselves that, you know, just millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans have probably said something that they wish they hadn't, that was fueled by, if you didn't know them better, you'd say, boy, that's a hateful thing to say. You know, we got to start giving each other a little bit the benefit of the doubt that there can be contrition, that people can change, and that sometimes people just screw up.
Yeah. Well, and look, and then the lieutenant governor gets hit with a sexual assault allegation, and should the victim, and we feel for the victims, and certainly, you know, you and me like dads, and I'm the father of three daughters, so I worry about that all the time, but should the victim have come forward 10 years ago instead of when this guy is about to become governor, Keith?
Ridiculous. Look, I mean, I just have a rule about that in my own mind, which is if you didn't report it to the police and you didn't object to it to the person in writing or something, you didn't create a paper trail, there's no evidence from back then, it ought to be that, sadly, you deal with it in therapy because you just didn't use the legal route. The idea that you can come back, whether it happened or it didn't, the idea that the stage can be set to ruin anyone's career you want by saying, this person attacked me. And now, by the way, it could be this person said this to me, this intemperate remark. I think that's a bridge too far. I think it's just a very bad precedent.
And not to get it political,
it always has been. And I'll say the same thing whether it's a Democrat or a Republican.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
See, you know where I'm going on this, Keith. See that, how we work? See that thing, how we work together? You know where I'm going. Is this a double standard?
We are standard? Brothers.
I'm telling you, man. Is it a double standard for Democrats, Dr. Abloh?
Well, they should be, I suppose, as outraged as they were about Judge Kavanaugh, which was, I think, absurd that he was made to answer questions from so many decades ago about something that likely did not happen. But they shouldn't have said it about him. They shouldn't have been political and bloodthirsty with him. And nobody should be with the lieutenant governor, who deserves to be presumed innocent. That's it. We should say to the victim, if this happened, we feel for you, our hearts bleed for you. But we can't incorporate this in the public square at this point. It's too late.
Yeah, it's a good point. Hey, Doc, I got to ask you too, man. What about this controversy about Liam Neeson? You following that? Where he said he wanted to go after a he wanted to go after a black person because a friend of his was raped. And I mean, how common is this sort of race-based revenge?
How did we get here from Hymietown? Remember Jesse Jackson called New York Hymietown.
Right. Oh my gosh.
And he eloquently apologized at the Democratic National Convention, and the apology was registered as heartfelt and accepted. Okay? And then he went on with his life, and people didn't say, "There's that Jew hater, Reverend Jackson. He shouldn't be on a stage. He should be removed digitally from every piece of tape and footage in history." Nobody said that. They're like, "Look, okay, you screwed up. We don't think you really hate all Jews. If you do, it'll come out. Let's give the guy the benefit of the doubt. We got to get back to that."
Yeah. But how about and again, not to get too political here, Keith, but we will, of course. What about, and then you have two representatives. I've been railing about this in Congress that are absolute. You know, they admit they're anti-Semitic. They're anti-Semites, anti-Israel. And now they're in the House of Representatives. Keith, where are we going, man?
I mean, where we're going is that we're being very selective with our outrage as a nation, and it's all political. Those people shouldn't be in Congress. That's absurd. You can't. I mean, that should be exponentially worse than one comment by Liam Neeson decades ago. It makes no sense at all. And, you know, Neeson apologized, explained the context for it. It's so unfortunate, so wrong. And yet, you know, is there no redemption possible for any American by Americans?
Yeah. How do you let it go? Keith, we appreciate your time. You're so funny. You have an office full of people from Virginia.
It's like I guess the whole administration of Virginia.
We're
going to
let you go.
The House of Representatives is coming later for a group session.
Dr. Keith Abloh is one of, if not the most in-demand psychiatrist, and he does have an office full of patients. We don't want to keep you any longer. Keith, how do you let it go, though, if you're holding a grudge? Like, we always talk to Al, and I don't think he'll mind me telling you, with his doesn't talk to his sister. If you're Italian, if you look at somebody the wrong way, you get offended. You can't. What are you looking at? You can't let it go. Keith Abloh, our good doctor, how do you just let it go? Because people, I see the anger online. I see the anger on Twitter. And it's like, how do you just let it go, Keith Abloh?
You let it go by remembering we're all failed creatures. We're all in trouble, right? We're all mortal. We're all fragile. We're all at risk this very day, sadly. I'm knocking on wood. We're all at risk to lose the person we love in the world the most, God forbid, to death. And then you look at the person that you're so angry with and you think, now I'm just pitying the guy. We're in the same damn boat, and I want to try to reach out somehow. This person's suffering just like I am.
Yeah. Does that come with age? Is that wisdom and that understanding and patience
hair
come with
loss,
age?
Actually, it was hair loss for me. But you wouldn't know about that.
You're the worst. No,
you wouldn't know about that.
Arthur Idala was on. Our buddy Arthur's on. He goes, "You got Keith Abloh. Your best guests are bald, Joe." That's what they're telling me. I said, "Man,
two heads are better than one." Arthur and I used to say.
Dr. Keith, but, I don't listen.
Yeah, sure. Age brings that, but what really brings it, I'll tell you, is tough times. When you go through enough, you can really think to yourself, wow, there isn't a person on the face of the planet who isn't fragile and vulnerable, and I don't want to hate and seek revenge all the time.
You know, Keith, you're the best, man. We appreciate it so much. Dr. Keith Abloh, kind enough to join us, the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show.
And I'm announcing my candidacy for governor of Virginia. I'm headed down.
Bus. Yeah, we're ready, man. Oh, with your handsome face on it, are you kidding me?
I'm ready.
Brainsway depression treatment as well. You got to just Google, please, Dr. Keith Abloh.
Jewish governor.
We love you, man. Thank you, Keith, for joining
us
always. God bless my friend, Dr. Keith Abel. Great guy, and really a great psychiatrist. And if you have, you know, and depression, he came up with this brainsway depression treatment, by the way, because I know a lot of folks get depressed. That's another thing. Me, I always try to take the high road, but if you're feeling bad, please Google Dr. Keith Abel. Hey, it's a quarter after 7 o'clock, 7:14, with Joe Piscopo on the radio, breaking down all that's happening. And you just plain can't make up what's happening, and we're trying to get to it as best we can. Frankie Fibro's here, and Albert is here. And that Liam Neeson thing is so bizarre, Frankie Fibro's. I can't believe that he won. How did he come out, and why would he tell anybody about that? I mean, how does that come? How did it become public, Frank?
Right.
You know?
Well, he made the very foolish mistake of being honest, which I'm sure no actor will ever do again. So, what he did was, so he's promoting this movie, right? And it's called Cold Something. I don't remember the name.
It's an action movie. Yeah, apparently, his son
Cold
dies.
Cold Heart or something.
Yeah.
He was asked by a journalist for the British publication, The Independent, about how he taps into such rage, right, when he does these films. And he basically says, well, you know, I reflect back upon some difficult, Cold Pursuit is the name of the film. He says, you know, reflect back upon some of the more incidents in my life that filled me with rage, right? So he begins to recount this disturbing incident in which a very close friend of his was raped, and he raped by someone that was black. And so afterwards, he was so consumed and obsessed with feelings of revenge that he would roam the streets for a week afterwards carrying, you know, a weapon, right, and brutal racist thoughts. And all he would do is hope that, he'd encounter a black person so that he could beat them up. Now, he said that he's worked through these, what he refers to as brutal racist thoughts, and this episode taught him that violence and revenge don't work. So
only in films.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Right. Unless you want to make a lot of money simulating violence and revenge.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. We'll how much? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Al. You're leaving these to the president.
Yeah, and I think part of it also.
Set of skills.
Part of it also was his description. Part of the reason this is so, controversial is because he used the term black bastard, right? He said, quote, I went up and down areas with Akash, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. I did it for maybe a week, hoping some, and then he made air quotes, black bastard would
he
come out of a pub.
Air, this guy?
Well, he said in the publication with The Independent, would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could, and then he paused, kill him.
See, I'm offended at that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even in blackface as I tell you that. I mean, I'm offended at it, for crying out loud. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, so, again, and it is terrible, and it is racist, and nobody should hold everybody accountable for, you know, the results that that someone that has the same color as them perpetuated.
Yeah.
But he never, apparently, committed any act of racially based violence. Essentially, his two big crimes are, one, thinking, and then 40 years later, being honest about thinking.
Yeah.
Should he really be? I love the example that Keith Abloh used, comparing him to Jesse Jackson, right? Should we hold Jesse Jackson accountable for, you know, obscene remarks that he made? I don't think so. Liam Neeson should, you know, it's good that he worked through this, and we could use this as a, we could use this as a pardon the phrase, a teachable moment, right? To teach folks, whether you're black or white, that you shouldn't necessarily view violence and revenge as a first reaction to something.
See, but you know what now? In this day and age, some actor who acted with him in a movie 10 years ago who happens to be African-American will probably sue him now, thinking that, you know, he has rage against all African-Americans. He beat me more than somebody else in the movie or whatever. I'm telling you, you're going to see, guaranteed you'll see something stupid like that.
Everybody's, you're probably right, Albert, but it's in this day and age that for a guy of his caliber, this major international gigantic movie star, to say something like that. I mean, what is he thinking? In this day and age, you don't need to stoke the fire anymore than already that it's already blazing here.
I agree.
You know. Hey, so by the way, this was a fun story I saw, that the NYPD and Chicago PD are kind of going back and forth over pizza. There's a pizza fight going on between two of the nation's largest police forces. Chicago PD, did you see this? Threw the first stone with a tweet about National Pizza Day, which is coming up on Saturday. The force wrote that Deep Dish, that's Chicago Pizza.
Frank knows all too well about Deep Dish.
That's Frank's nickname from Roger Stone. Roger Stone calls Frankie Deep Dish Murano. Old-fashioned thin crust, both beat New York style. So Chicago said the deep dish beats the New York style. NYPD wasn't going to let that comment slide, and New York's finest responded with a dig at Chicago deep dish, making a comment that it's more of a strange pasta than a pizza. That's how you're talking about going back and forth. Now, I'm a New York guy, but the deep dish is great, but you, nothing like a thin, am I right or wrong?
Huh? Of course. Huh? Thin sliced nice pizza thin. In New York, man. That's...
And I remember on Bloomfield Avenue, Caldwell Pizza, and that I actually put on camera. I put Nikki and the guys at Caldwell Pizza on camera back in whenever it was, 1988, I think it was. I did that special on ABC television, the Joe Piscopo New Jersey special. That was, to this day, the best pizza ever. And I didn't know what the trick was until I talked to the guys that were there. And they were cigar-chomping guys making the sauce. And it was Caldwell Pizza, the best. They put the olive oil underneath the dough before they cooked it. So they put the olive oil right on the pizza with, you know, the pizza stone. Then they did the dough, and then they put olive oil on top. So you virtually would lift that piece of pizza up from Caldwell Pizza. I remember this, and it would be dripping with olive oil. And that, I don't know, maybe because I was brought up with that I like it. Give us a call. Let us know, because a deep dish is great. Deep dish, and we give Chicago, you know, all the credit in the world, but nothing like a nice thin crust of Italian olive oil and dripping off of this piece of pizza. Now I'm getting hungry, Debbie. Look at this.
Yummy, oh, yummy.
I love
pizza.
Always like thin. Always me like too. It with a lot of olive oil on it, right? And
no,
I think
no,
the
I
olive
like
oil
cheesy.
Is the key. You like it cheesy. More cheese on it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, cheese. Yeah.
You know what I
true.
Do? Can I tell you a secret? Can I tell you a piece of secret I do to try to keep my weight down? Oh, gosh. This is nuts. This
what
is
do you
pathetic.
Do? You put no cheese on it.
That's right. I actually
really? Did that at Danino's. I can't show my face at Danino's anymore.
Horrible.
Oh,
Frank, how did you do that?
No, listen, guys. Oh, listen to me, please. Listen to me. Wow. I take, because the mozzarella on the pizza, it soaks in to the pizza dough. So you have the flavor. Now, if you want to say, and it's only like five. I think there's only 5 grams of fat in each piece of pizza, so it's not bad. Pizza's very healthy. But when I'm dieting, I will scrape the pizza cheese off and have the taste of it on the pizza with the tomato sauce on it. I'll just like that, just to save myself some calories. Frankie went nuts, Deb, when I was doing that.
Yeah,
he went nuts. He caused a riot in the pizza joint. I mean, unbelievable. You know?
Actually,
what are you doing?
I can't do that.
Huh?
I know. Huh? I think I was sitting next to you. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. What's going on over here?
you were right
I mean,
next
wait
to
a minute.
You
wait,
didn't
the
say
cheese.
Anything.
Well, because I think I was in shock. I mean, who takes cheese off of pizza?
You were right next to me. That's right.
I mean,
we were
the cheese is
on
the
McDougal
best part.
Street. You're going like, oh my god, he is really strange. This guy. Oh my god.
I mean, I'd rather just do 20 extra minutes on the treadmill just so I can have the cheese.
Yeah, you know? It's a good point. Deb, I love you. You know, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the road, 722 on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning to you, Joe, Frank, and Al. Good morning, everybody. I just got a text here from Mark. It looks like we have this problem here. Mark is sending me this text. Over on 80 westbound, getting out toward exit 65, getting out toward Lodi, accident over in the express lanes reported there. Also reports as you head to 17 southbound, getting down through Mahwah, an accident involving a tractor trailer. Southern State eastbound into Eagle Ave, a collision there. And the eastbound side of the BQE, still bumper to bumper by Atlantic Ave with a crash. Northbound West Side Highway in the 70s, all lanes closed with a crash. Sponsored by Hallmark, Valentine's Day is Thursday, February 14th. Create a moment for the one you love with new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards, the incredibly detailed pop-up cards that let them know how much you care. Find Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards today wherever Hallmark cards are sold. cold. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Edible Arrangements. This Valentine's Day, Edible Arrangements remind you to show you care with fresh strawberries, hand-dipped in delectable chocolate or with one of their signature arrangements. When you feel love, share love. Visit your local edible store or edible.com to order today. Available for pickup or delivery.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One. Whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 1230 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Bucks Business Network, Chipotle Mexican Grill is making a comeback. Its sales rose 10% in the holiday quarter. Its business was stronger than expected. New chief executive Brian Nickel, who defected from Taco Bell, says the results give him confidence that its strategy is working. It's also seeing more diners order online. Costco was busier in January this year than last. Its sales increased 8%, helped by shopping for the Lunar New Year, which came earlier this year. Shoppers want more from Amazon. A survey from investing.com says nearly 37% want Amazon brand prescription drugs, followed by medical marijuana and virtual doctor visits. Nearly three quarters would be comfortable buying an Amazon brand computer. The Dow was down 21 yesterday, the Nasdaq dropped 26, S&P lost 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy .com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Just engaged? Why not consider New York Cruises' mega yacht, the Atlantis, for your wedding? Onboard ceremonies can be accommodated. The Atlantis is a three-deck vessel that's impeccably designed, with two state-of-the-art bars, a private bridal changing suite, immaculate restrooms, a fountain up top, and a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor. Food and service are excellent, and guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Your guests will be wowed. Even better, there's only one wedding at a time. Engagement and retirement parties, commitment celebrations, fundraising events, sweet 16s, bar and bat mitzvahs, and corporate cruises are sure to be sensational. Call Francesca today at 212-385-9400 for all the details and to arrange an appointment to view the Atlantis. Add that extra touch of class. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade. So call 212-385-9400. That's 212-385-9400 or go online to FranceTouchOfClass.com.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. What? Joe Piscopo's on the radio? Yes, I am. I'm here with Frankie Five Barrels Murano, Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhaime. Every morning, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us, 728 right now. You know, I'll tell you how my daddy was a lawyer. Oh, Miss My Pop, you know, great lawyer, single lawyer law firm representing non-English speaking blue collar laborers like his daddy was. He would tell me about court reporters. I'd be in the courtroom and I would watch Pop work and he'd go, see that court reporter, she takes down, back then there was always gals, right? Boom, 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 boom. They take care of everything you say in the courtroom. I was so amazed by that. Now, are you ready to celebrate? Because listen, please, next week, February 11th to 15th, marks the annual celebration of court reporting, one of the most in-demand and lucrative careers in our area. The National Court Reporters Association's Court Reporting and Captioning Week is dedicated to bringing awareness to the professions of court reporting and captioning. And it's approximately 5,000 and growing job openings. Do you believe that? That need to be filled in the field. Did you know that both court reporters and captioners, you know, when you read something on the screen, that is done by a live person. They do vital and exciting work like capturing history and the official record for important proceedings and providing real-time captioning for broadcasts and other events for millions of Americans who are deaf or hard of hearing. Plaza College, right? Plaza College. Mr. Callahan over there, great guy, by the way. Located in Forest Hills, Queens, that's where Plaza College is, has the only court reporting program in New York City, and we'll be celebrating the week with a number of exciting and informative events. If you'd like to learn more about the profession or the program at Plaza College, please call 718-509-6399, 718-509-6399, or visit plazacollege.edu to learn how to participate.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Roadhog!
Wait, what is this one now? Which one is this? You got me on this one.
Oh, Magoo, you done it again.
That's a Mr. Magoo theme song.
Yeah, that's the Famous Adventures of Mr. Magoo.
Frankie, does Mr. Magoo sound like Larry King a little bit?
Yeah, as interpreted by Al, yeah.
And Liam Neeson. Do Liam Neeson. You're Liam Neeson.
No. Like, I don't know how to do it.
Liam Neeson also sounds like Larry King.
Yeah,
right. Liam Neeson saying, you imagine, I have a particular set of skills. Skills you might need at one time. Maybe in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Hello. I will find you. And I will kill you. I mean, really?
Liam Neeson is Larry King this week.
See, now you're going to make me find black people everywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I can't say that.
Now you're going to make me find the taken speech and do it. If
you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Hello.
The best is when Jim Meskimen was in studio and he would do famous quotes as other impersonations, like Robin Williams doing lines from Taken.
Yeah. You know. We got to get Jim back.
You know, skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you. Hello.
I'm not sure who should be more insulted, Larry King or Liam Neeson.
I mean, really? Come on.
Jim Meskimen is the great actor that did George Washington in the Geico ad, right? We all got places to go.
That's right.
That is still one of the great commercials of all time. Hey, let me go to Jonathan before we break. Jonathan, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, good morning. First of all, I wanted to thank you for a great show to listen to on my morning commute.
Thank you.
Two comments about the show. One is that I find that you guys talk clean. I'm not going to, you know, put down other stations, but
yeah,
I appreciate it. Clean, so.
Thank you.
And second of all, political views that make sense.
Just
what you guys were talking about before, I was wondering if you could possibly trace, maybe through a couple of decades, how do we get to this point of super sensitivity to things in terms of, oh, that's racist, but it's not. So many things that are, you know, I'm not commenting on specifics, what may or may not be racist, but we've become so sensitive.
Yeah,
you know, I grew up, you know, let's say 15, 20 years ago, I played with kids in the park that were a different race than me and nobody cared.
Yeah.
I know, Jonathan, is a great point. And first of all, thank you for your kind comments. We're trying, brother, and thank you so much for listening, too. I don't know. It's a great point. 877-970-2999. Because I remember, you know, and I told you this before when I was doing the Rolling Gold Glove Awards. Every time, and I only tell you this because I'm Italian, and I have immense respect for the Italian-American community, as I do. 99.9% of Italian-Americans, you know, people make the mafia jokes, you know. And then I was at the Rolling Gold Glove Awards, I told you, and my friend Reggie Jackson, who I knew, you know, for many, many years, and he was there. And I told you this before, but if you're new to the show, I have to tell you how it was, to Jonathan's point. And then there was, you know, in the audience at the Rolling Stones, there's Lasorda and there's Joe Torre and, you know, Tony La Russa and Piscopo. So Reggie got up. They gave him an award. This was last year, not this past year, the year before. And Reggie does a speech, and it's Reggie. So I said, Reggie, and I'm backstage, and I introduced the next, you know, athlete up on stage. So we're backstage at the Plaza, and I said to the great Reggie Jackson, I said, Reggie, great to see you, man. You know, always admire you, still admire you, still love you, and thanks for being here. So he grabs my hands with those big mitts, those big Reggie Jackson mitts. He pulls me close. He goes, Joe, I see you. I see you with your Dago buddies out there. He says it like that, right? Because LaRusso and Lasorda. And I laughed, and I told you this before. I pulled him close. I said, Reggie, you have no idea how good it is to hear that. And I'm the proudest Italian there is. But you can't joke a little bit. You can't say something like that. And Eddie and I, and people go, oh, you did, I was talking to somebody yesterday, you did Ebony and Ivory. You couldn't do it now because, to Jonathan's point, it's so sensitive. You are so sensitive. And I'm not saying you should call anybody a derogatory name or something like that. But, man, we really have become so politically correct where it has ruined careers. So, and where do we go? Where do we go from here?
Hey, you know what, Joe? I also think that it depends on the sensitivity of the person. If you know that person well enough, like Reggie knew you well enough to be able to say that and know that you wouldn't be offended.
It was hysterical. Al, I was laughing. Am I down? Are you offended that I'm not offended?
It was
funny.
But when you're with your friends, Joe, you get together with your friends, you're down on Long Beach Island or something, you see one of your old pals or whatever, you're joking about stuff that you grew up with, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and it's perfectly normal and acceptable. To you guys.
Yeah, you're right.
The outsider of the group who listens in might be offended by some of the things that you say because they don't know how you guys interacted with one another.
Yeah.
I think it's subjective.
Yeah, I guess. I think we're just too sensitive. Although you see blatant racism, and that's a problem. You could see it. And when it starts happening within the United States Congress, and then other politicians don't call those racists out, then I got a problem with it. Let me go to Mike before we break, if I can, Big Al. Hey, Mike, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I love the show. Listen every day.
I just wanted to
give you an important date because I know you're a big music fan. You're in a musician like myself. So today, it was 55 years ago today. It was a Friday at 1:20 p.m. in the afternoon that Pan Am Flight 101 touched down at JFK Airport with the Beatles on it. Years ago today.
My
that's
gosh.
A date that we should all never forget because all bets were off after that day.
Yeah,
3,000 kids waiting for them screaming.
And listen to
this about Frank Sinatra, right?
Yeah.
The old man used to say the greatest love song ever written, it was a Lennon-McCartney song. It was called Something by the Beatles. Little did he know, the old man, that the song was written by George Harrison and not Lennon and McCartney.
Mr. Sinatra made the reference of it that it was a Lennon-McCartney song when he talked about it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, when he did it live, he says, this is my favorite Lennon and McCartney tune.
I think he knew later.
One of the greatest love songs ever written, but he didn't know it was actually written by George Harrison.
Yeah, good stuff. Mike, great call, man. Thank you, brother. About 55 years. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm not getting too old. Thank you very much. 55 years, the Beatles touchdown. But I remember there's a great picture of Frank Sinatra with George Harrison. So I imagine Mr. Sinatra knew after a while. But that was when it was the impetus on SNL when I started doing Frank Sinatra. You stick around, Jack. And it'll show. And the fact that he used Jack within something, we just absolutely went crazy for. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. All right, we'll get back into it when we come back. 877-970-2999. Jonathan, Mike, and everybody holding, I love you. You are part of this family. You gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning, and we love you for being there. We never, ever, ever take it for granted. Alan Alda's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that. And you could call anytime, 877-970-2999. We're going to go to the news live and local right now. With Big Al Gattulo right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 738. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City is launching a campaign to try and reduce childhood obesity. The initiative works with doctors and urges them to screen for obesity in children. Physicians will then be tasked with setting families up with food assistance programs. The health department plans to target areas with higher obesity rates, including central Brooklyn and the South Bronx. Data from the city shows almost 40% of students between kindergarten and the eighth grade are overweight or obese. A bill named in honor of one of the victims of the Parkland, Florida shooting is now law. Governor Murphy signed Alyssa's Law yesterday, which includes measures to install panic alarms in all public elementary and secondary schools in New Jersey. The panic alarms would signal police during emergencies such as an active shooter. The law is in memory of Alyssa Aldef, who was from Woodcliffe Lake, excuse me, before moving to Florida with her family in 2014. In sports, Nets took a 21-point lead into the fourth quarter, held off the Nuggets 135-130. Tony D'Angelo with the deciding shootout goal as the Rangers, they rallied past the Bruins by the final of 4-3 in MSG. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thank you so much, Al. Mark Casey sent me this text about this problem on 80 westbound by exit 65 in the express lanes. It's an accident in the process of clearing. Watch for delays as well on 17 south getting down toward Ramapo Valley Road getting into Mahwah. That's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Traffic is really tough heading through that stretch. 1 and 9 south of Delancey Street in Newark, an accident over there. Still seeing some volume on the southbound thruway as you head past 14A getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge by exit 10. Accident on the shoulder. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 35, Holland still about 30. Traffic is still moving slowly as you take a ride to the eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue with a collision. West Side Highway North in the 70s, all lanes closed with a collision there. And it's busy on the Staten Island Expressway East at Slauson Ave with an accident in the process of clearing. Southern State East at Eagle Ave getting out past Valley Stream. Watch for a crash there. Clouds today, high of 47. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Lady, it's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40, man. We are up and we are at 'em. I love having you with us on this Thursday. Look at February 7th already. I'm telling you about Indochino suits. I am so excited about Indochino suits. I don't know why. I don't know how. I started dressing up. You know, you do some TV hits. You end up wearing a tie. And then I start wearing a tie in a studio, you know, and the people come in dressed up. It's like a thing, man. You got to dress up. You want to look your best. I have got the best deal for you ever. I'm so excited that we have Indochino on the program. So I heard about this, about Indochino. You could have a custom-made suit. Custom-made suit. Could you feel confident? Fellas, to the guys, man, you were confident in a suit. Now, you could get a custom-made suit for just $359. Yes, I said $359. So I want to check this out. And when I did Sunday, and stay with me, I know we're on a clock, guys, but I just want to make sure how you understand how cool this whole Indochino sponsor is, okay? So I go. I want you to tell you about the four New York showrooms, Indochino showrooms. They're four in New York, three in Manhattan, and their new Brooklyn showroom on Court Street. You listen in Brooklyn, you got to go to Court Street to Indochino. I went to Short Hills on the way in, visited my mom. I said, it was Sunday night. I'm coming into the to the station night before, and I'm going, let me stop at Indochino. I meet a young kid named Justin at Indochino in Short Hills. And he goes, oh, Joe, hi, we knew you were coming in, and we know we're sponsoring your program. And they fit everything. He goes like this on my wrist. He goes, do you wear a big watch? And I go, yes. Well, sometimes I wear a Boomer. Got me a Breitling once, you know, for doing a charity thing, you know. That was a sponsor, you know. I said, sometimes I wear the Boomer Breitling. I wear that on my wrist. He goes, okay, oh, well, I have to fit your shirt so it fits the watch. When I tell you specific, what color would you like your buttons on your suit? I said, are you kidding me? For $359, you have got to get to Indochino. It is so innovative. And for a guy that likes suits like this, you're going to love it too. There's a wide selection of high-quality fabrics. They have swaths of colors and material to choose from, right? Not to mention the option, listen to Joey here, please, to personalize the details, including your lapel, your lining, your pockets, buttons, writing your own monogram. I put my initials inside my jacket, I'm telling you. And you can go online to order at Indochino.com. Indochino.com. But again, we invite you to start
stop by their four New York showrooms. Three in Manhattan. It's on Madison Avenue. There's one on Broome Street, by the way. And now the new Brooklyn showroom right there on Court Street. So this week, you listening to Piscopo in the Morning can get any premium Indochino suit for just $359 at Indochino.com. You just got to use Piscopo at checkout, all right? Or any, again, any of the New York showrooms. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, shipping is free. Indochino.com, promo code Piscopo for any premium suit for just $359 and free shipping. You know, I always tell you, you deserve it. Guys, you know what? You deserve this. And I'm so happy to tell you about this. Indochino.com, promo code Piscopo, an incredible deal for a premium made-to-measure suit. You know, once you go custom, you don't go back.
And now your Greater New York Chamber tip of the day.
Hi, this is Mark Jaffe, President and CEO of the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce. We represent over 30,000 business and civic leaders. Active members can get involved with committee work. With me now is Health Committee member Peter Ciccone from the New York RX Card. The New York RX Card is one of our most popular programs and can be easily downloaded from our website, chamber.nyc. Peter, how much money has the New York RX Card saved our members throughout the state of New York?
Thank you for having us today, Mark. To answer your question, we've saved New Yorkers over $300 million since we've kicked off the program.
Wow. Now, you also have a program in New Jersey.
That's correct, Mark. In fact, we have a program in all 50 states. In New Jersey, it's the NewJerseyDrugCard.com, and that program has been just as effective.
To see if you can save on your prescriptions, visit chamber.nyc or call 212-CHAMBER. And that's today's Chamber tip.
For more details, visit chamber.nyc.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
The Beatles! Oh, yeah, baby. Today, Beatles landed in New York, New York, in the British invasion, you know, which that's my generation, the 60s. I remember all that. And that's how I discovered the black blues artists from the late 40s into the 50s that you didn't really discover. The Beatles, all of London, all those rock and roll groups seemed to hear all those great, great black artists from Muddy Waters and everybody. Then they put it to their own music, and that's how I learned it. And then that got me back to finding the origin of those songs. But just that was an exciting time, wasn't it? Though I talked to my boomer sisters and my boomer brothers, man. We went through a great time musically. Hey, I got to tell you, somebody help me out here, please. And then we'll get to the news of the day. And there's a lot to talk about. We got to talk about El Chapo, Frankie Five Boroughs. We got to talk about naming a cockroach after your ex. There's a lot to get into. And we'll talk about the president's
State. I like that idea.
Yeah, I know. But listen, help me
Why
out
not?
Here. No, we're good. So
means you care.
I,
So I go last night. I'm running around like a maniac. I get
taking
home
pictures,
and I'm posing with people. Yes, I am. So then I go with Otis. You know, I'm a dog guy, and Otis is actually Michael's dog, but I inherit. You know what always happens? You end up inheriting the dog because the ex doesn't want the dog. So now I got the dog, and I love the dog. Big Bernese Mountain dog. So I go like this. Al, you're gonna love this one, man. Only me. So I go, and I'm tired, and it's getting on the clock, and we got to get to bed because I got to get up, and so. I let Otis out. I said, Otis, good. So he goes out, and it's rainy out there. And then I don't even think about it. And I go, and I said, okay, all right, come on, Otis, come on in. So he comes in. I go upstairs. I lay down. And the dog always lays down next to the bed. Mm-hmm. Great, loyal dog. And I'm like laying down, and I'm going like, what? What animal died in this bedroom? What the heck? What is that? It was the worst. And I look down. Otis rolled in something. They rolled in something. I don't know what it was. I don't want to know what it was. I didn't even think about it because he was right behind me. And then when I laid down, only me. So now I got to get up. And I called, thank God for Big Mike, my buddy Big Mike. I said, Mike, what happened? So Otis apparently ran out in the rain and they roll in scat or it's bear poop, whatever it is. Why do dogs do that? Why do they have to do that? It's like they come home. Is it a badge of honor? And I've asked you this before and I never got an answer. Why does the dog have to roll in that stuff and come back like it's like, hey, hi, hey, I'm great. Oh, so I had to clean the rug. We got the dog clean. Please, it's been a long, long night. And I do not understand why. If you know why dogs have to do that, what are they trying to prove to us? Is it the wolf origins of the dog that they have to put some kind of – oh, my goodness. It was the worst. Albert, it was the worst. See, your cats don't do that. Frankie,
no, but they're very frisky, my cats, at night. It's crazy. They start attacking one another, jumping, running all over the house.
Nighttime.
Knocking stuff over. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
And Frankie, you got – and you're great. Frank is very patient with his gal's cats, but they've been behaving lately, have they?
They all have three very different personalities. I wouldn't characterize
two of them
as particularly well behaved.
Yeah.
Except
the one that bites you.
I wouldn't characterize that.
But,
there's
a reason why the dogs. See, the cat. I'm not a cat person at all, and we got two good cats over at the exes. No, I'm not a cat.
That's
person.
That's why you don't go in the house.
Because they don't ask me to go in. They don't ask me to go in. If they ask me to go in, would you like to sit? No, that's why I spend when I pick up my kids. We stay in the driveway in my car, in my SUV, and we have my little
stars.
Visitor,
they're like just like us. here's Joe Piscopo in the driveway waiting for his children to come out.
Come on. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, but let me know. Debbie, you know, I'm such a dog. You don't have dogs, right? You don't have pets because you're always running around.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess I can't make that type of commitment. It's really tough.
Please. It has been a long night. Me with the
dog. You had to clean up that
cleaning the rug. Oh, please. And I'm spraying on the rug. And I'm saying, can I get Stanley Steamers to do the rug in the middle of the night? I'm thinking, what? Only me. My big old bear. But I love the guy. Big old bear dog. Mike. Thank God. Big shout out to Big Mike, my buddy who works with us, man. He actually cleaned the dog last night.
Oh, Big Mike, he's
awesome. Yeah, he is my man, right? Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning? 7:51 right now out there. Deb's looking out for you. Traffic-wise, here it is on a Thursday. How we doing, Deb, on AM 970, The Answer?
Well, I see some volume here on the island, Joe. Over on the southern state, eastbound by Eagle Ave, it's an accident in the right lane. The Bonton northbound getting up toward the northern state, that's an accident waiting for you as well. We're still seeing some pockets of volume as you take it to the eastbound BQE. Bumper-to-bumper traffic up by Atlantic Avenue, an accident blocking two lanes there. And major problems continue on the west side, northbound up through the 70s. An accident with all lanes subject to closure. Watch for some slowdowns over on 17 southbound, slowing down, getting down toward Ramapo Valley Road, getting into Mawa. That's an accident to contend with as well. And we are seeing delays now on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out towards Slauson Avenue with a collision over there as well. The inbound side of the GWB down to 20, Lincoln 30, Holland about 40 minutes heading into town to prepare for delays there. And the southbound thruway very busy this morning, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, cross county west to North Columbus Ave and Mount Vernon, an accident as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman's CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute this Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970, The Answer. The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer. Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. I'll tell you about Mike Connors at Connors and Sullivan. That's my man, Mike, and his lovely wife, Beth. I'll tell you, this is a great couple. So there's a lot of things that you got to protect yourself from and that you don't even think about. You got to go to Connors and Sullivan to check it out. By the way, like nursing home bills, right? You know, it could be like up to $15,000 a month. You know that. And people work their entire lives to live comfortably in retirement. You know what I'm saying? You leave your hard-earned dollars to loved ones. Charities are their choice, you know? But when people become ill, they need to go to a nursing home and receive health care. You can go bankrupt with all that. You know that. The good news is that you can prevent that from happening if you plan in advance. I'm telling you, you can keep your control and your choice over your assets with Connors and Sullivan. Let Connors and Sullivan's lawyers customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Schedule a free consultation with a Connors and Sullivan attorney to discuss your issues and your concerns, all right? Do what I did. I called 718-238-6500. I talked to Lisa over there. She got me the mic. You're going to love Connors and Sullivan in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, Queens, on Staten Island. 718-238-6500. You can also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Hey, don't let nursing homes take your life savings and leave you and your loved ones bankrupt, all right? Check out ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberger's a marathon man, meteorologist. You know, you got inspired, Al. I'm going to go to Al. I didn't even talk about it this morning. He ran like 10 miles or something like that yesterday. Nice. He got out there.
No, I did squats for 10 minutes, not ran 10 miles. Wow. See, talk about hashtag fake news.
And then he predicted the weather. He was so inspired.
That's how you start, though. That's how I started. Was just doing, you know, like 5, 6, 7 miles on a bike. That was all I could do. And I thought,
and you know what? You know, the inspiration was you and your Speedo. Al saw that. He said, man, I want to look like that guy.
There
I'm telling you.
Your pink speedo.
I've actually got followers now from your listening audience on Strava. Believe it or not.
Yeah, just be a little careful with that, though, Joe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you, Joe Lumberg?
That's what Strava does, though. You know, people they want to track your progress, what you're doing, your workouts. They want to see what you're doing.
You know what? You're doing great. You're an inspiration, Joe. Hey, weather-wise, now we got rain most of the day today. It's going to let up a little bit.
No, very little, if any, rain today. Just cloudy. Right. I mean, just an overcast sky. Yeah, we'll probably get to about 46 or 47.
Ooh.
Rain tonight. First thing tomorrow, gets out of here. Wind cranks up tomorrow. Temperatures jump to 55, and then that's it for warm air for a while. We're back down in the 30s for high Saturday and Sunday, but the weekend is dry.
Yeah, but none of the five, don't give us the 5 degree. We're doing good, right?
No, the pattern right now says no more of that bitter Arctic air that we saw. Colder, yes, but not the polar vortex. That's not coming back. We've had our coldest weather of the winter.
All right. So what are you going to do today, biking or running, Joe?
I'm going to bike today.
You're going to go out? You go out on the bike, even though it's a little damp out there, huh?
As long as it's not raining, I'll bike.
You're the man. Joe, thank you so much, man. Be careful out there.
See you next
We love our Joe Lumberg. He is an inspiration. You know, in the 9 o'clock hour, I have to tell you, Alan Alda is going to join us. Alan Alda. I'm so excited. I have such immense respect. One of the all-time great actors of all time, Mr. Alan Alda, legendary actor, host of the podcast Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. Will be on the show. Also, we're going to check in with Vito Fisella. We're going to check in with Kevin McCullough. And you are always welcome at 877-970-2999. We certainly love having you with us. Frankie Five Boroughs is standing by. Big Al standing by. And Debbie Duhaime. It's Radio Piscopo live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials say a Queens teenager who collapsed during basketball practice in Flushing died of cardiac arrest. The medical examiner's office says 16-year-old Lenny Pierre died of natural causes when he collapsed at John Bone High School back in December. Pierre was born with a heart condition. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers are announcing the seizure of an ecstasy shipment stopped in Secaucus. Officials say 10 ounces of MDMA were found at the International Mail Facility, hidden inside a package labeled as an LED light. 10 ounces on the street is said to be worth more than $4,700. The parcel came from Germany, was addressed to a location in California. In sports, Nets beat the Nuggets 135-130. Rangers, a shootout win over the Bruins 4-3. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.